It's 8:39. We're out this morning at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco, where it's a ticket takeover. All the ticket shows are here all day long for their big spring sales event. All trees on sale. They all come with that one-year Fan and guarantee, so come by and see us. 121 between Custer and Independence, and it's time now here at Fan and for Gordo to take out the wireless.
Yeah, do you have me?
We do.
Can you guys see me?
Yeah,
yes,
we got you.
You're about 2 feet in front of me.
Okay.
I heard that.
Uh-oh, George just opened
Friday.
Up a cold one there. All right, talk to some of the P1s here. What's your name, sir?
Javier.
Oh, look, it's Javier. I don't think this is the actual Javier.
It's not, unfortunately.
No. How old are you, Javier?
44, just turned 44.
Oh, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Valentine's, baby.
What'd you do to celebrate?
Hung out with some friends, had some smoked salmon, great dinner, good times.
Nice.
Just hung out.
Yeah.
Low key.
So that was your birthday, which is on February 14th.
Right. Right.
No wife?
No wife. Single. Available.
Not a boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
No ladies out here, but I mean.
Hey, we'll throw out your stats. How tall are you? How much you weigh?
Oh, you look at me. I'm great. I look great. I've got the face for radio, don't I?
What about women in your life? Did you have a serious relationship for a while?
No, I have not. No.
You've never had a serious girlfriend?
Very career-oriented. I'm a musician, a cellist, and I teach.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, very, very, I guess, focused on that. And
man, I love the
haven't put myself out there.
But you've kissed a woman before?
Oh, of course, yes, sir. Absolutely.
Sex?
Passionately, if you want to hear that. That's what you wanted, right, Gordon?
No.
What about more stuff? You done more stuff with
absolutely,
a woman?
Absolutely.
The full
okay, yeah. Come on.
He's doing the Jedi mind tricks, George.
No,
eh?
No, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting, right?
Yeah.
You found it interesting when you did it.
Definitely. Absolutely.
How old were you when you first did that crazy thing?
I was of age of consent.
There you go.
Age of my choosing, as you like to say.
Right back at you, Gordon.
It's all happening. So you were 18? When you did
age
this?
Of consent, absolutely age of consent, yeah.
Which is what? I don't know what that is in Texas.
You named it, yeah. 18.
Okay. 18, you have to be 18 years old.
Yeah, you do have to be 18, yes.
Okay. Well, Romeo and Juliet laws, you know those?
Go ahead and tell me about it.
No, I don't really know what it means, but I think you have to be like within 2 years. So.
Is that right? Okay.
Were you popular in high school?
I'm a bubbly guy.
Yeah, no, is the answer to that. What was your first job out of high school?
Teaching, kind of. I mean, teaching private lessons and that sort of thing.
That sounds seedy. What kind of private lessons?
Music.
Okay, cello.
Cello.
Yeah.
Do you like
cello.
Yo Mama?
Yes, he's amazing. I got to meet Yo-Yo Ma, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Man.
It was a gift from my brother. We went and heard a recital of his in Houston. And afterwards, I was first in line and got to shake his hand, got to take a picture.
About that?
It was great. Yeah.
Can you play the Brandenburg Concerto, that famous?
We've performed several throughout my career, yes.
Yeah. But, mm-hmm. What's the one with the famous cello beginning?
You mean the
number five?
Bach Prelude in G that everybody thinks Yo-Yo Ma wrote? But
Yeah, that one that Yo-Yo Ma wrote. That's what I'm thinking
cello
of.
Otherwise. Like, yeah.
All right, well, thank you. How much your cello cost? Those things are expensive.
They are expensive. They cost as much as a car or even more.
How much?
Wow.
How much was yours?
$4, $5,
not
six,
much.
$7.
Not much, actually.
Not much, man.
Yeah. It was in my budget, so that's
five figures?
No.
Okay.
No.
Right, God bless.
God bless.
$250,000.
Right. There's Peyton Yeager guessing. Talk to this guy here. He looks like a longhorn.
Hook 'em.
Oh.
Total hook 'em. Longhorn dad.
Yes. Shout out to Paige.
Mm-hmm. Who couldn't make it here today because she's down there at UT.
She is. She's a junior at UT. She just ordered her senior ring.
I can't believe that.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would have guessed sophomore because she went to Tyler first, right?
Yeah.
So I would have guessed sophomore. I can't believe.
Yeah.
Is she going to get out in 3 years?
I think she wants to milk it a little bit, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, tell her hi.
She had dual credit going in, which helps.
So, has she found a significant other down there?
No. Let's not get into that.
Uh-oh. Wait, why not?
His daughter, because it's his daughter. You don't want to talk about his daughter.
Well, but he wants his daughter to find love and to have a family and things like that,
not
right?
Not yet.
She has a career. She's starting her career.
Yeah.
She writes for the Daily Texan newspaper and covers softball for them. So
that
takes up a lot of her time. So she doesn't have time for boys or anything like that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. But if she did have time for boys, you're cool with that, right?
Stop it.
I'm not doing that bear trap today, dude.
No.
Okay. Well, hello to Paige, who used to be here with you all the time.
Absolutely. She grew up at Fan and Tree Farm, coming to hear you guys at remotes, and so she's always excited. She's
one of those feral children. She grew up right behind a Texas ash out there.
she had a little hollow.
She's probably listening on the app. She does. She's a good P1 in Austin.
Hi, awesome. Paige.
Love to hear that. How about you, sir? What's your name?
Brent Dunn.
Brent Dunn. Boy, that sounds very familiar, doesn't it, Giorgio?
Yeah, it's close to my oldest son's name.
Yeah, and what do you do for a living, Brent?
It's kind of a combination of Carlton Maxwell and poor man's Chris.
Uh-oh. So tell us what that is.
My wife and I opened a professional counseling practice here in Frisco in 2002, and in 2010 I became a certified financial planner.
Okay, an odd combination there.
It's great for behavioral finance.
Is it? Yeah. Is it? So what's the craziest thing you've seen in your therapy practice?
You don't
have to give names, obviously. You want to protect privacy.
On that one. But I came out here because this is where I first learned about docking. You guys were here, and I think George was talking about it.
Yeah, he was talking about it a lot.
It wasn't me.
I think he was in New Orleans with Jerry Johnson at Chili Dog.
That's right, yes.
No.
You docked with a chili dog. I remember this now, George.
The only docking I do is with a Mastercraft.
Oh, gosh. What does that mean?
We're
docking.
That's inboard, outboard. That's actually an inboard.
Okay, so so back to your therapy practice. The craziest thing you've heard about in there, have you had anybody that had something that was really wheels off? Maybe just someone in your practice may have treated someone who heard something weird.
So I'll give you one move there.
You're going to get his
this is absolutely not in my practice. It is not. But I did hear a story that you would love about a client that was struggling with, he had had sex with his horse.
Whoa.
So what's your favorite color?
Unbelievable.
But that was not my practice, for real.
Okay.
You know, George brags about having horses around him daily.
No.
Yeah. Around cattle daily. And a few horses, but I would never do that with him.
Okay. You would just romance him. You wouldn't go that far.
Wouldn't romance him either.
Well, even Gordo got more than he bargained for there with that answer.
I love it when Gordo gets stunned.
Quite a ladle full of story there. Okay, and your wife, she still is more of a therapist. You're more of the financial guy now.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think she might be doing that right now. We'll see.
So you just didn't like the therapy thing?
No, I loved it. I actually had, I don't want to bore you down here, but I had so many couples and individuals coming in for professional counseling that were divorcing over money, struggling over money.
Money's a big thing.
And I realized we had no training in that. And I started looking across programs, and it was a huge missing space. So I went to SMU, got my certified financial planner designation, and one thing led to another, and I'm passionate about planning and investments. And so
you want to ask George about that, if couples ever disagree on finances, one of them thinks that there shouldn't be such high credit card bills, and the other one doesn't seem to have a problem with it.
I don't know what he's talking about. What are you talking about?
But I did. I had, like, an example. I had a woman. They came in, and I said, so what brings you in? This is probably, 2007. And the husband pointed at her and said, she's wasting all her money at Starbucks. And, well, she was a teacher, and she would get a Starbucks in the morning kind of to get herself to work, and she would get one on the way home as a treat for getting through the day. Mm-hmm. And they were fighting over that. And
so much so they had to go to counseling.
Yeah. I mean, that is why they came in. They're like, we can't travel. We can't do other things. He pulled out showing how much she had spent in a year.
And how much had she spent in a year? You remember?
I do not. I mean, upper hundreds.
$250,000.
Sure. And a marriage was on the rocks because of that.
And I had a couple that the wife inherited a lot of money and wanted to spend it on her kids' colleges. And the husband was adamantly against it because he paid his way through school. And he thought that you would work harder in college if you paid your way. Uh-huh. And they reportedly had a happy marriage before that.
What's the Musa ruling on that? If the mother wants to spend her inheritance on the college education for the kids, should she be allowed to do that if the dad feels it's important that they should pay their own way?
Man, that's a tough one.
That's why I'm not a counselor. I don't know what to tell them.
But it's her inheritance.
Yeah.
So I think she gets to have the call on that.
Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah, but but it's about the kids not having to work for the college deal. There's no doubt that she can spend the money however she wants to unless it involves something to do with the kids that he
How about a compromise? They pay for it, but the kids also have a job in college, so they realize for their own spending money they need.
That's good.
How about that?
I like that.
It's too complicated of a problem. I just would have told that couple to leave and to bring the horse guy back in.
Yeah. just rather deal with that problem.
Yeah, a lot more straightforward.
Yeah.
All right, and then finally we'll talk to this guy right over here. No, we'll talk to this lady over here.
Oh, no.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing good.
Did you know that George Dunham's here?
George Dunham?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Over there.
Have you ever heard of the ticket?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
But not George Dunham. He's kind of a minor player.
He's a minor player?
Yeah. Here, come over here. I wanted to introduce you to him.
I'm a newbie one.
Oh, okay. That's okay. George is part of our welcome committee.
Hi. What's your name?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
He sort of interviews every new P1 to kind of welcome them into the family.
No, I double. Where are you from, Crystal?
Well, I'm originally from Louisiana.
What part?
Bossier City.
No, that was a little personal that he asked you that, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm doing the interview.
Okay, yes. Go ahead.
So what brings you to this area?
The Smoking Cowboy.
We have
the red, white, blue BBQ out front.
Okay.
With the food
man, it's so good. The casserole's out. Did you make the casserole?
I did.
Man, that is so good.
Why are you accusing her of making the casserole?
I'm having a conversation with Jack Wagon.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Crystal. Tell him.
Thank you, Crystal, for coming out here today and becoming a new P1 and cooking casserole.
My husband's been a P1 since it started. So.
I know. The Smoking Cowboy's a big P1.
And he's a big one.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 8 years. Married seven.
Married seven, okay. First marriage?
No.
That's the answer you wanted.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, that happens, right?
Three's a charm.
Oh, this is the third one.
Do you think Lainey Wilson is putting on a fake accent when she talks?
Who?
Fake Louisiana.
I don't know,
accent.
But Who's I don't that? Have it. Mine comes with the territory.
See,
sorry.
That's how Louisiana talk.
Sorry.
Gordon thinks there's something
sure
wrong with your accent.
Where are the first two husbands?
They're still alive.
Good.
But they're one remarried and one didn't.
Uh huh. And you're still friendly with both of them?
No, I don't know where the first one is. That was the young thing.
Yeah.
But the second one we have two children by.
Oh, okay. Good.
And we're just one big happy family.
That's great. Now what was the deal with the first one? How old were you when you married?
Just turned 20.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is my friend Crystal, and we don't like the line of questioning right now.
Okay.
And
okay. She said it's okay.
And we're out of time.
You love this nation, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
God bless.
100%.
100%. There you go.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, this is Crystal.
With the wireless.